Let me turn to Peter Saunders. What do you make of it, Mr. Saunders?
Well, good morning, John. I'm obviously deeply distressed by, well, I read in the Times this morning that the behaviour is not behaviour that I personally recognised with Justice Goddard in my dealings with her over many months. But I am heartened by Andrew Norfolk's assertion that the people who have disclosed these allegations are determined that the inquiry goes ahead. It's had far too many setbacks. It's had far too many people sniping at it. As you said, there are people out there listening to this programme who most definitely want the inquiry to fail.
But they have an absolute right to believe that, and they have lots of evidence on their side, don't they, that suggests that the inquiry has gone off the rails.
Well, I guess the fact that Noel Goddard resigned and went with such swiftness.
And there were two others before her. We've had three who have gone now.
Yeah, well, with respect, the two previous chairs were when it was a non-statutory inquiry. So in effect...
Well, it doesn't matter. It's still the same inquiry, basically.
In a sense, but actually it has evolved a lot, John, in the last few weeks. And it's turned a big corner and there is a determination. And let's not forget that there are hundreds, as Andrew rightly said, there are hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of survivors of these dreadful crimes who...
Well, there may be. We don't know that there are hundreds of thousands of survivors.
Come and spend some time at NAIPAC, John. We've had this conversation before.
Well, we have indeed. And the point is made by many people that if there are people, and of course there are people, who were abused over the years, over the decades, and we may be talking about things that go back 50 years, for heaven's sake, they should seek justice. Of course they should seek justice, but not at an inquiry. That isn't the job of an inquiry. The job of the inquiry should be to look into the public administration that failed them, and not into the criminal case. There should be criminal cases.
Absolutely, and I think there's a very, very large misconception that this inquiry is about obtaining justice for those people. It actually isn't. You're quite right. For many of those people, their abusers, alleged abusers, are often long dead. It is about exactly what you say. It's about exposing the failures on an industrial scale in most of our institutions in this country who fail children and who continue to fail children. That's why this inquiry is so desperately important.
And that's what it should be about, shouldn't it? It should be an inquiry into the failings of public administration over the decades and what can be done about it. Instead, many people regard it as being a sort of witch hunt.
No,
massively expensive and running for many, many, many years.
The term witch hunt has been termed by vested interests who do not want this inquiry to go anywhere. And, I'm not going to name names there, but I've read in the papers people who are referring to it as a witch hunt.
We do know that there have effectively been witch hunts, don't we? Because, indeed, this morning we have Lord Bramall, who has had an apology from the head of the Metropolitan Police for the way that he was treated, and many others. Well, we had all those accusations made by a man who is now revealed, I think it's fair to say, as a fantasist.
I'm not in any way going to make apologies for people who have got this terribly wrong or have made things up, and doubtless that happens from time to time. But witch hunts, if going after child abusers and trying to make children safe in the future is a witch hunt...
But you just said we're not
that.
Going after child abusers in this particular case.
No,
in the case of this
one of the one of the consequences, John, of this inquiry will be revelations about alleged abusers. That's already happening. The police are already getting information every month about people who once upon a time were in care homes or hospitals or wherever, and I'm going to say allegedly above in front of everything to keep you happy, but allegedly abused.
I'm going to keep it me happy. It's be just as happy, isn't it, really? Until somebody's found guilty, they're alleged to be guilty.
And keep the public happy, because this is our money that's been used. And you're quite right, it's a lot of money, but it's money well spent, because it's about protecting future generations of children.
Andrew Norfolk and Peter Saunders, thank you both very much indeed.